AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Small groups of demonstrators have gathered again to protest the death of a black teenager who was shot to death by a white police officer in Chicago last year. City Alderman Roderick Sawyer says police should not interfere with what he expects will be more protests.
Now that the tape is out, we have people exercising their right to protest, and it's going to get more and more serious, and I think we should be concentrating on that, quite honestly. You know, this is just the beginning.
Demonstrators are urging supporters to join them Friday in trying to shut down Chicago's famous shopping district, Michigan Avenue. The funeral procession for a black man who was fatally shot by police in Minneapolis has traveled past the police station where activists protesting his death have been camped out for days. The big Thanksgiving getaway shifted into high gear today, with drivers delighted by the lowest November gas prices in years, and many airline passengers undaunted by terrorism fears and long lines at security checkpoints. Shannon Tan says security in the wake of the Paris attacks did not change her travel plans from Washington to Boston.
We have to live life as usual. That's the most important thing to do.
According to a company that tracks hotel industry data, occupancy rates at some Paris hotels have plunged by more than 30% in the days since the attacks. Airline bookings are down 13%. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, President Obama has spared Honest and Abe, two turkeys, named for one of the nation's most admired presidents.
I confess that Honest looks like good eating, but this is a democracy. Abe is now a free bird. He is TOTUS, the turkey of the United States.
This is AP Radio News. Police in New York City are searching for the person who left a newborn baby boy with his umbilical cord still attached inside a church nativity scene.
A custodian at Holy Child Jesus Church in Queens found the newborn wrapped in towels in the manger after hearing the baby cry. The symbolism of that is not lost on parishioners, says Church Secretary Paul Cerny.
There's been some people saying he should be named Jesus, Jesus.
And he says there's already been an outpouring of love for the baby.
We have a lot of people in the parish who would love to adopt a child.
Churches are safe havens where babies can be anonymously left. But under state law, someone must be notified, which in this case did not happen, says Cerny. Julie Walker, New York.
Nearly 5,000 unaccompanied immigrant children were caught illegally crossing the U.S. border with Mexico in October. That's almost double the number from October 2014. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.